Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies after months of turmoil on Capitol Hill. Congressional leaders pushed aside opposition from hard-right conservatives to complete the bill in a rare Saturday session. AP reporter Stephen Groves says Speaker Mike Johnson put his job on the line and relied on Democratic support every step of the process.
It faced very strong resistance from conservative Republicans who don't want to send any more funding to Ukraine. So that really forced House Speaker Mike Johnson to work with Democrats practically every step of the way to push this to the House floor and then to get it passed.
AP reporter Stephen Groves. Iran's supreme leader acknowledges Tehran hit little in its massive attack on Israel. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Speaking on state TV, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei dismissed any discussion of whether Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile attack on Israel hit anything there. He said comments from Israel on how many missiles were fired and what targets were hit were of secondary importance. The comments are a tacit acknowledgement that despite launching a massive assault, few projectiles actually made it through to their targets. Iran's attack came in response to a suspected Israeli strike on the 1st of April, targeting a consular building next to the Iranian embassy in Damascus, which killed two guard generals and others. Analysts believe both Iran and Israel are trying to dial back tensions. I'm Karen Chamas.
At least five rockets were launched from Iraq towards a U.S. military base in northeastern Syria on Sunday, two Iraqi security sources told Reuters. This is VOA News. Ukraine's military said on Sunday it had struck and damaged a long-serving Russian rescue vessel in the headquarters in occupied Crimea of Moscow's Black Sea Fleet. A Navy spokesperson said the vessel had been hit on Sunday morning, and it was, quote, clear that the ship is no longer in a state to carry out assignments. A post on the Ukrainian Armed Forces Telegram channel said the ship was one of the oldest operated by the Russian Navy and had been launched in 1913. News reports said the vessel had been dispatched as part of a rescue operation when Ukrainian forces sank the Russian fleet's flagship in April 2022. Hawaii lawmakers take aim at vacation rentals after a wildfire amplifies Maui's housing crisis. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The acute housing shortage, especially in Maui, is leaving many islanders grappling with where to live while they're grieving the deaths of loved ones and the loss of their communities. The deadly wildfire in August burned the core of Lahaina's residential housing stock. One woman who lost her home and is now living in Florida tells the AP the cheapest rental she could find was $10,000 a month. While Hawaii's lawmakers are looking at ways to house displaced residents and reduce the rental market, vacation rental owners say that's not fair, taking away their property rights and their source of income. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Monday is Earth Day, and the global theme is planet versus plastic. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
For Judith Inc., every day is Earth Day. As president of Beyond Plastics, which works to end plastic pollution, she lives by the theme planet versus plastic and says most of it is buried, burned, or dumped.
Only 5 to 6% of plastics are recyclable in the United States. So your key tip is to try to avoid plastic wherever you can.
Instead of a plastic bag of baby carrots, she buys a fresh bunch and even buys her peanut butter in recyclable glass jars. Enk says while it's hard to avoid plastic, be conscious and cut back with substitutes. Julie Walker, New York.
Former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro on Sunday rallied thousands of supporters in Rio de Janeiro in a bid to raise his political capital after losing a bid for re-election to leftist Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva in October 2022 and facing allegations of involvement in a coup. Images shared on social media and broadcast by the media showed a large crowd of Bolsonaro supporters, many wearing Brazilian football jerseys. I'm Joe Ramsey.